Parshat Korach begins with the story of Korach's rebellion against Moses. Vayikach Korach, Korach betook himself to one side. He allowed himself to be carried away by his ambition. He separated himself and created dissension. He was able to convince many leaders to follow him, but the end was tragic for all of them. Korach has become a symbol for rebellion and dissension. His name has become synonymous with machloket, strife and contentiousness. But by telling us his story, the Torah does not try to stifle disagreement and disputes. On the contrary, they may even be encouraged. Just as people do not look alike, so their opinions are not alike. Each one may have certain insights of which others are unaware. Mutual discussions, debates, and disputes clarify issues and benefit everyone. The only question is, why do we express disagreement? Why do we argue with another's opinion? If this is done out of conviction, for the sake of establishing truth, to gain better understanding, then it is a most valuable and beneficial exercise. If, however, it is motivated by personal ambition, to gain glory or power, to force one's own ideas upon others, or to degrade the other side, then it is a most harmful and altogether negative exercise. Thus we are taught in Pirkei Avos, any machloikis, any dispute that is for the sake of heaven has an abiding result. But one that is not for the sake of heaven does not have an abiding result. What sort of dispute is for the sake of heaven? The dispute between Hillel and Shammai. And which was not for the sake of heaven? The dispute of Korach and his entire company. How do we distinguish between disputes? After all, the academies of Hillel and Shammai had very strong disagreements on very fundamental issues, like marital status and questions of purity and impurity, all touching basic Jewish law. How do we know that these were sincere disputes and not disagreements based on competitive ambitions? The proof follows from their interrelationship. As our tradition records, though these prohibited what the others permitted, these regarded as ineligible what the others regarded as yes eligible, these declared pure what the others declared impure, nonetheless, they did not refrain from intermarrying between themselves and from using one another's utensils. In other words, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel kept their disagreements on the academic level. They had heated disputes in the yeshiva, but never ever personalized them. The disputes were limited to the issues and were never related to the people involved. Thus there could be strong disagreements from one extreme to the other, yet there was also mutual respect and friendship. They recognized in one another an objective pursuit of truth, and none tried to outshout, subdue, and overpower the other. That is a dispute for the sake of heaven. That is, for the sake of discovering the true meaning of God's instructions. This kind of dispute, therefore, had abiding results, positive effects. This is the test of sincerity. Korach was not a fool. In fact, he was very smart and learned, and was blessed with many qualities. Thus he submitted seemingly legitimate questions and arguments. But he was not sincere. He was not interested in absolute truth. He used his arguments like a demagogue. He personalized his disagreement by attacking Moses and Aaron in a personal way. Instead of using reason, he appealed to base instincts, to prejudice, emotions, using sarcasm and half-truth. The results, therefore, speak for themselves. For this dispute was simply machlokes, contentiousness and insolence. The Medrash defines the word machlokes in terms of the five letters which constitute this word, each signifying the results of strife. The Mem stands for Mako, smiting. The Ches stands for Chorain, fury. The Lamed stands for Likui, punishment. The Kof stands for Kelolo, curse. And the Tof stands for Toevo, abomination. These are the seeds and fruits of Machlokes. No good, no peace, results from strife. The human reality is such that usually we think ourselves to be right and sincere. Thus we may sometimes rationalize even wrong ideas and improper actions. From our parsha, however, we learn two easy tests to verify our sincerity and honesty when disagreeing with others. First, do we stick strictly to the issue in dispute? Or do we also personalize it by allowing our dispute to affect our relationship with our opponents? Secondly, we must carefully examine what the results and consequences of the disputes will or may be. Will they bring the benefits of more truthfulness and of peace and harmony? Or will they create tensions and strife? The pursuit of and commitment to Torah can only result in peace and harmony. For the whole Torah was given to bring peace upon the world. As it is said, Terocheo dachinoyam, v'chol nesivoseho sholaim. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace.